Fitelson, Alex. Alex Fitelson was a Lithuanian Jew who was incarcerated at Fort 9 near Kaunas, Lithuania. This was a 19th century fortress used by the Soviets and the Germans as a prison. Fitelson claims to have escaped from this fortress on the 25th of December 1943. A day later, he signed a declaration together with 10 other escapees. In it, the signatories stated that they had been involved in the exhumation and cremation of some 12,000 bodies from several mass graves, which presumably contained some 40,000 bodies altogether. However, German documents of the Einsatzgruppen report only some 16,000. Therefore, 4,000 bodies should still be there, but evidently they were not discovered so far. One of the other 10 signatories, a certain Makar Kurganov, wrote an affidavit on the 12th of May 1959, in which he claimed that they had been, quote, forced to unearth and burn on pyres hundreds of thousands of shot Soviet citizens, unquote. Every pyre they built allegedly measured 4 meters times 4 meters in length and width, and contained 300 bodies. The density of green wood is roughly 0.9 tons per cubic meter, and its stacking density on a pyre is 1.4, 40% for air and flames to go through. Assuming a requirement of 250 kilograms of green wood per body for open-air incinerations, the required wood would have a volume of some 117 cubic meters. Laid out on a square measuring 4 meters times 4 meters, the resulting pyres would be more than 7 meters high, reaching 8 meters when adding the bodies. It would have been impossible to build such a pyre, and also impossible to burn it down without it collapsing and spilling burning wood and corpses all over the place. In 1996, an autobiography by Fitelson appeared. It is full of references to other sources, hence obviously a mixture of memories, propped up or replaced with tenets of the orthodox narrative. He even has a bulldozer clear out cremation remains, although such vehicles did not exist in Eastern Europe during the war. Here are some more peculiar claims in his book, quote, a narrow ditch was dug around the fire, into which the fat and fuel from the bodies would drip, unquote. However, fat catches fire and burns as soon as it comes into contact with fire or embers, so no fat can be extracted from a corpse on a pyre. The pyres were allegedly lit by placing, quote, mines under the lowest layer of wood, unquote. This would have blown the pyre apart and scattered corpse parts all over the place. A similar story by a certain Dmitry Gelpin was published in 1948 in the Yiddish periodical Der Ems, published in Moscow. Fitelson may have plagiarized this nonsense directly or through some intermediate source. The 64 inmates involved had to haul dry firewood from Fort 9 to the cremation site every day. However, burning 300 bodies per day, as Fitelson claimed, would require almost 40 metric tons of wood. Therefore, every inmate had to carry some 600 kilograms of wood. The inmates filled up the stash of firewood at Fort 9 by collecting branches on the way back to the fort, 600 kilograms of branches every day. The only event that is backed up by documents is the escape of 63 Jews from Fort 9 on the 25th of December 1943. However, the rest of Fitelson's testimony, which relates to one of many events claimed to have been part of the alleged German cleanup operation, which the Orthodoxy calls Aktion 1005, is not backed up by anything. The above critiqued peculiar claims indicate that Fitelson's entire scenario is completely detached from reality. It cannot be based on experience, but on mere imagination and delusion. For more details, see Matonio 2022c, pages 656 to 665.